He's back. He survived Adelaide. Did Adelaide survive him? The great Steve Blocker Roach, New South Wales, Balmain, Kangaroos, greats, Block and Grapple beer. We've got the halfback lager in here this morning. Block, you're an everywhere man.
Off the bench. Good morning to you, boys. I need to bring a little bit of energy here today, Friday. It's all over for you, blokes, after you finish here, and away you go. Off on your little... whatever you do on the weekend.
Not much.
Mate, I'd love to know what Clarkie does on the weekend.
No, Block, you actually don't.
I actually do.
Mate, it's just nice and relaxed, you know?
Yeah.
Actually, that's a lie. This weekend I haven't got my daughter, so I'm cutting loose. Look out.
Oh, I love it. And what time will that start? 5 past
it'll
nine?
It'll probably start at 9:01 this morning, and it'll finish at 9:15.
Oh, dear. Just give us a look at you, mate. You're not here. Stand up for me, please.
How am I looking?
Well, I just want to see if you're ready to go out straight away.
Oh no. I've got the gym. I've got to go to the gym first.
Mate, I must say this about you. You are well-groomed at all times.
Very much so.
Isn't he?
Yeah, I've seen him otherwise.
Yep.
You've seen him a bit like...
Yeah, a bit shaggy.
A little bit off.
A bit off.
Oh. Yeah. Unshaven. Mm. Not enough sleep.
Yeah. A bit red in the head.
Yeah, messy.
I know.
Definitely. Trust me, it's not organised inside this brain, Block. Let me tell you right now.
Mate, it's a bit messy. It's not good getting old, boys. I finished the Origin on Wednesday night down in Adelaide. And Laurie, I know this will surprise you about... You know, you and I have been mates for a long, long time. We've been on a lot of tours. I went straight home in the bed.
Went straight to bed.
What is
so did I, Block.
I'm going to give myself 16 uppercuts.
Why?
What's happened to me?
It's age, mate. We can't do it like we used to.
I'm not sure, Loz. I reckon it's in your mind. I reckon if you want to slow your life down, then you're going to feel it and you can blame age. Mate,
the expectation,
42, I'm going on 21.
Expectation of people. I went away with...
Yeah, you had a group of blokes.
I did have a group of blokes.
They were heavy.
Well, they were expecting me to fire up and I'm a little pussycat.
Did you have one night with them?
Not really, Loz.
No.
Well, I did, but I was very quiet. I did it with three knees. Mickey Hancock.
I saw Mick down there. I ran into him.
Good bloke, Mickey.
The day of the game, didn't we?
Yeah. Good bloke, Mickey. Champion.
Great fella.
Mate, he's still coaching all the kids and in development.
He was the angriest man on the footy field.
Well, as a fan, you couldn't stand him. As a New South Wales fan, you could not stand him.
Just take a tackle, mate. Stop kicking people.
Yeah, how annoying.
Stay there and get tackled.
That was his motto, I'm never tackled.
He was strong, mate.
So strong, wasn't he?
Yeah. Let's cut to the chase there, Blocky boy.
Oh, I knew you'd bring it up.
What happened?
Well, you know what, Loz? I reckon the big thing for New South Wales now is... don't panic. Don't fall into that trap of making 16 changes. You know what I mean? I don't think we were that far off. You know what I really thought? Because I come home and I watch it again. I just think Queensland played more direct and they won the right to go wide and get the overlaps and all that sort of stuff when you see a couple of their tries. I thought we were a little bit sideways. I think we depend a little bit too much on the halves to get us going. I was always, you know, I talk about Warren Ryan a lot, you know. He used to say, mate, go to him and through him, and then you can go wide. You win the right to go wide and make all those sort of breaks. But I don't think there was that much in it. They just win the big moments. And I was sitting there as soon as we got in front. I was sitting down there in Adelaide, and I'm thinking to myself, I often do that, you know. I was thinking to myself, Munster's going to do something here.
He didn't do much, did he?
Well, he didn't.
Until the end.
He's a bit, not a bit like, he's a lot like the King. They can sit back and they can summarise what's happening in the game, and then all of a sudden when something needs to happen, and they've got a habit of it. I don't know whether it's in their psychic now, Queensland, how they never give in. They play for that full 80 minutes, and when a big moment needs to be had, they do it. The Frizzell try for me.
It's a try.
Every day. Oh, mate, you only have to touch a blade of grass to beat a try. I know the hand was under the ball and all that sort of stuff, but I don't know. I must be blind. I thought there was a bit of ball across the line.
Possibly could argue the Coruscant try wasn't a try, so maybe they canceled each other 100%. Out.
But, mate, you shouldn't put yourself in that position to think, and go back to that, no, I should have, could have, would have, you know?
No. The thing that disappointed me more than anything, Block, more than anything out of the whole game, because we didn't play great. Queensland just stuck at it. But when you're 2 points in front, the opposition are down to 12 men, There's 10 to go.
And they got us for overlap, didn't they?
And they scored two tries on us.
Yeah, I know.
To lose the game. I know. We've dropped off. Do you reckon, with our intensity, our desire.
Yeah, do you reckon that's a mental thing? Do you reckon they've gone, oh, they're down to 12 men, oh, we'll cruise home?
Only they can answer that.
Cleary will get us home with his kicking
game. We can sit back here and assume what's happened, but they've got to let us know. Well, they probably don't have to let us know, but we'd like to know why.
Yeah.
Whether blokes just
But do you agree, Loz, you've been there before. You've coached them and played and at the highest level and coached them. Do you reckon the worst thing they can do is panic now? Latrell will obviously come back into the side.
No, you don't need to be making 5-6 changes.
Do you know,
in particular, if you've got to bring rookies in,
you can't do it.
That formula hasn't worked before. And if it has, up there in Link Park, it wouldn't have happened too many times.
Do you know what I was worried? And before the game, I was talking to the men and all the people that were with us. I was always worried about Pangai Junior. Look, I think he's a tremendous player, but offloading the football is you're going to select the time to do it. Now, you don't do it in your own half, especially in an Origin, if it's not a proper offload. Now, he tried to offload the footy, and I was thinking, mate, in the game, mate, please just go forward and get us over that halfway line, then you can do all that fancy stuff if you want to do it. But he offloaded the ball in his own half, Cotter knocked the ball back, Queensland score.
Yeah.
So it's just those moments, one moment, and mate, don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of his, but it's where you do it.
Hmm. So if you're not making too many changes, what are the changes you're making?
Well, I bring Latrell straight back in.
Yeah.
Did someone tell me that he's going to play or picked in the side this week for South? I find that really hard to play. He can't possibly play. You can't play 3 days after an Origin after you pulled out of an Origin. Gee, that's a bad look.
Well, Randy told us that he could have played Wednesday night, but they just...
But there was in the scan, it came up a little tear, and they said, look, we don't
just
know
a risk.
Whether... Yeah, it's a massive risk.
Mm. Would you have played? Let me put this to you.
Not if the doctor says to me, mate, you've got a tear there.
If it's a
grand final, you play.
Do you play?
Yeah, 100%.
So what? So
no, Latrell's not playing.
No,
he's not even in the reserves.
Oh, well, I'm happy now. Yeah. But, no, that was just a rumour going around that he was going to play, and I was thinking to myself, mate, you can't miss out on an Origin and then play 3 days later for South. That's a bad look, but it's not happening, so I'm happy about that. Mate, I can't wait till he's back in the side. Like, he's the X factor that we need. And unfortunately, he was out injured with a torn calf, and we just got to bear it. We've got to do it the hard way now.
Well, you're an expert with the forwards. What do you make of our forwards, and where do we look outside of what we used?
Well, I think I said it a little bit earlier, in my opinion, but everyone's got an opinion after the fact.
That's exactly right.
I think we focus too much around the halves, the Penrith halves. I think you've got to win the right, as I mentioned, to go forward. I don't know whether it was a head injury or HIA or whatever it was with Payne Haas. Payne Haas only played about 31 minutes. To me, he plays 80 minutes every week for the Broncos. To me, I think he can play a few more minutes than what he did. I thought he was pretty destructive when he was out there. He was probably the only bloke in our forward pack that was making yards after impact. And Liam Martin come off the bench and...
Well, he's got to start the next game.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It mightn't be too much of a change. Poor old Hudson Young, you know what it's like, Loz. You play in the NRL. And I thought it was a bit strange that they put him in there. They've obviously got their reasons. I probably would have started with Liam Martin. Maybe they thought Liam Martin's still under an injury cloud or whatever, hasn't played enough minutes and all that sort of stuff. I don't know the reasoning behind it. But I reckon after watching him play... Like, he's got that mongrel, mate. He wants to play. He wants to hurt you. So, I'm with you, Loz. He'd be the first bloke I'd put back
How
in
do we
side.
Get Cam Murray into the team?
Well, that's
to
the problem.
Start.
Loz, you know better than anyone. We said it last week. When you play in Origin, you've got blokes in your forward pack that play 80 minutes every week. And they can play long minutes. So, as we were talking about, you go in with a plan. But, mate, that plan never works. So then all of a sudden, see, the most important thing for me is, and I don't know who's tipping to Freddie and all that. For me, the most important thing is when the players are on the field and the coach is watching the game, he can't watch all the interchange things and all that sort of stuff. You need a bloke who's highly intelligent about what's happening in the game and who's, you know, who might be dropping off and who might be doing whatever. Because the coach is watching. He can't do everything. He needs a whisperer to say, mate, listen, Payne Haas has, you know, walked the last couple of steps or whatever. Let's get him off, give him a breather, and away we go.
All right, we'll take a quick break. But just as we go into the break, we've got to get a bit of block bet into us. So you're looking at tonight's game between the Tigers.
Oh, hang on.
Mate, the I'm on board with the West Tigers.
Yes, yeah, blokes. Lock.
The West Tigers to win by four or more.
Yes, oh, agree.
Stafford Toa to score in the first 70 minutes. And for that, you only get $8. I thought it would be a lot bigger. I try to give people a little bit of value.
Dicko.
The Tigers to win by more or four.
You can take that up with Dicko, our man.
Stafford
Toa. $8 block bet. It's just under Loz's Big Sports Breakfast Racing Multi, which is $9, and block bet's $8. They're on the Tab app, the Tab website. Click on sport, and today's offer is just a quick break. It was 18 points to 10 last night in the Women's Origin. Queensland beating New South Wales in front of nearly 13,000 at Combank Stadium. There's a text here. Sarah at Coonabarabran says age is just a number. It's attitude and mindset. It's probably on something we were talking about earlier, but goes on to say, P.S., how damn awesome were the girls' game last night? Those girls are tough, Sarah Coonabarabran. Tough indeed.
Are they what?
Thoughts, obviously, with Isabel Kelly, and hopefully everything's okay after she went off coppering a knock to the throat there in the first half, which certainly would have rocked the New South Wales team with Isabel being their captain.
I don't reckon there's any worse feeling than that.
Okay. Yeah, you struggle to breathe, don't you? Mm. And you're unsure of the damage that's just sort of happened, but you know you've copped a serious whack there.
And then you talk to blokes 20 years later, and they all talking like that.
Well, Lockie, Barney. Yeah,
Barney. How you going, Barney? When he owned the pub, Dave Barnell down there, I'd say to him every time I saw him, how you doing, mate? How you travelling? How's business? He goes, oh, just breaking even. He sold the pub for 18 million or something. Hey, you know what?
That's a good public it is. Just breaking even.
I made a mistake. I'm sorry. He played 51 minutes.
Payne Haas.
Sorry.
Did you make a mistake, Paul?
I know. I'm a bit like Arthur Fronzarelli. I can't say I was woo-woo.
We make them every day on this program. I'm sorry. Block. You know what you want to say, but something else comes out. That's what happens.
Live radio.
That's exactly.
Are we live? Right. Or is it a 3-second delay?
So I'll give you a word to say button? If you want to test it.
All right. it works.
Now, James Tedesco, geez, cop some heat, Block. What have you made of all the commentary around our captain of New South Wales?
You can't. Mate, what you got to do is understand why you picked him in the first place, right? So he's our captain. Of course you're going to pick him in the side. And then, mate, he's getting hammered. Like, maybe, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, maybe James, and it happens to everyone, maybe he's lost half a yard of pace or whatever. But I wouldn't be dropping him. No way.
His work rate. He worked harder than I think most in the New South Wales team.
I think he did too. I think you're right.
With the ball, he worked hard. Now, whether you're wanting to play that role is a different discussion altogether. Mm. But in terms of getting his hands on the football, carrying the ball forward, trying to create a bit of momentum for New South Wales.
He got over the stripe once.
He did that. Mm. He
got
did that.
Up. Yeah.
But other parts of his game is scrutinised, and that's okay because you're the fullback and you're captain and you're there and people expect you to stop those tries.
Would you drop him?
No way in the world.
No way would I. No way. That'd play right into Queensland.
Can't
teams.
Drop him.
Can't.
But as if a coach who's potentially facing the end going up to Suncorp Stadium
is going
to drop his captain. It's not going to happen.
I couldn't do it. No irrespective way. Of whatever's
not going
happening.
To happen. Million to one. Trillion to one.
Yeah. Shouldn't even be talking about it.
Yeah.
No.
Good We're giving it way too much street cred.
Got to
give thinks that. I know nothing about the game. They know less than me if they want their captain dropped after that performance.
Mate, gee, you got to give Queensland.
Hey, mate, you must know something about the game. You're a Tiger supporter.
I picked the right team. Actually, I didn't get a choice.
Black and gold,
I didn't get a chance
fold.
To pick with my old man.
Yeah, I know. How good's that when your old man says, that's the team you're going for?
While you're living under this roof, son.
he probably said
that a few times about different things.
When I used to get in trouble, the old man would say, don't make me come over there. Okay, Dad. Okay.
I used to hate, wait, your father gets home.
Oh, no, that's bad.
then you'd be thinking for an
every
hour.
Every afternoon after school, though, Loz.
What's
every
that?
Single afternoon I used to get that. Was that wait till your father
was
gets
that
home.
Was that a cartoon, I think? Remember the song? Wait till your father gets
home. Well, I can't remember that one, Mike.
Wait till your father gets home.
But you'd dread because you knew. And I used to hope that Dad would have a couple of beers. He'd come home and everything would be okay.
All happy.
All happy.
You'd take Mum's best. You'd take whatever Mum gave you. Mum would pull the wooden spoon out. You'd take it.
Yeah.
But just Dad's voice?
Yeah. The voice.
No, thanks.
And when he got the belt out.
Poor old Mum. Poor old Mum. I used to break the wooden spoon, but not so much that it break in half. So when they hit you, like, with a wooden spoon, it just break, you know. How tough am I?
Speaking of the beer, what have we got today?
Mate, we've got...
On our desk here.
Mid or full?
That's the mid. I've brought the half back in. So I just wanted you boys to...
Bought the Alfie in.
Hey, quickly if I can, and I don't want to... Look, this is unpaid sponsorship at the moment because next year, boys, I'm going to sponsor. I promise you. I'm going to sponsor so then we don't have to worry about it. So I just want to say hello to John Wilson. Now, he's from Canberra, Liquor Legends. Now, he rang last week on the show and he ordered some beer... Hasn't even tasted or anything. He ordered some beer for down there in Canberra at the Liquor Legend. So I just wanted to thank him.
Good
He's on board.
They're good people.
You know what?
Liquor Legend down there in Canberra.
You know what, Loz? He's been that good to me. I'm going to go down there and do a promo for him. He mightn't want me to go down.
Well, when you're down there sampling the local, ads, TV ads, just keep an eye out for Loz's ad.
Yes.
Mate, have you got a winger beer or not?
Not yet.
Your respect for the wingers was massive when you were playing. You haven't got a winger
beer.
Well,
I've got respect for them now, but if we ever do a zero alcohol, it'll be called a winger. Because they were the blokes who used to go and get me drinks.
Sledge. It's 8:30. PGA Tour and the Memorial Tournament. They're in Ohio. American Davis Riley, 5 under par in the clubhouse with the lead shot of 67, one shot ahead of Englishman Matt Wallace. Best of the Aussies, tied for 10th as it stands, Adam Scott at 2 under 70. We've got the great Steve Blocker Roach joining us in the studio. And here we go. Hey, boys, we'd love to see Blockage at the Belconnen Bolo for a quiet beer. John and Liquor Legends are great sponsors of the club, Marty's saying. So there's more opportunities and offers there, Block.
Gee, I like that. I've got to start paying for the advertising. I'm a bit like the London fog. I never settle.
Now, tell us about, because we'll talk a bit about a few of these games this weekend, and the Tigers, your Tigers taking on Loz's Raiders tonight at Campbelltown, and Blockbet is concerning this match. Well, so what have you got for us?
Mate, we are on a heavy roll at the moment, the Tigers. Get on. I'm telling everyone that we'll win by more or four tonight. And Stafford Toa. How good has he been in the centres for the Tigers to score in the first 70 minutes? Sorry, Ricky.
I love Ricky,
but I'm a Tiger man first.
I know you're a Tiger man first and foremost, Blocky, but I'm a Raider. So I am going to think the Raiders. I'm going to go for the Raiders because I think with Josh Papali'i, and Jack Whiten missing representative football, it showed last week the advantage that the Raiders have when they're in the team.
I'll tell you what I do like about the Raiders.
They get the job done.
My man going back to lock forward, Tarpany.
Good player, isn't he?
Good player. Did you see him last week?
Yeah, he was excellent. Wow.
And everyone was saying that he might have been a little bit below par than what he did last season, but, wow, he was outstanding last week.
Well, I think when you looked at his... Yeah, you don't want to always go on numbers, but his numbers were exceptional last weekend. I thought they started with... good go forward with him and Big Papa, and they continue right until the end of the game.
You know what? I'm going to add another Tiger to score tonight. Big Buller. Buller Vanaka. I think he can score tonight.
Jeez,
big
forward.
He's a player,
good kid, isn't he?
There was some talk they're going to have another young man making his debut tonight, another 18-year-old.
Talon De Silva,
yeah.
Is it?
So I don't know too much about
Nor do I know too much about him. What position is he?
But he's an 18-year-old, and they've got huge raps on him.
Good. Well, that's the one good thing about Sheensy. You're old enough, you're good enough. He'll put you in the side if you're ready.
On the text line, Blocker, I was a winger. Run at me, says the Dubbo Eagle.
Oh, who's a Dubbo winger? bloke's name?
Hey. If you went to Dubbo and saw him in a pub, you'd be like, yeah,
where is he? Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah.
I've eaten bigger things than him.
Yeah. I've seen Block too.
But actually, you scoffed when we went to tip the Tigers against your Raiders the other day.
Did he? Like that?
You did. You gave a bit of it. Really?
Yeah, he did. He had the arrogant yeah. boot on.
Hey?
Loz just gets it every now and then.
What's going on with Xavier Savage, Loz? So Harley Smith Shields has been named at fullback, and Savage is amongst the reserves.
Well, Seb Chris is out. I know that.
Yeah. So he, I would have thought out, Savage would have been straight back in. So. Is there an issue there, or just hasn't worked his way back yet?
Well, he probably hasn't worked his way back and shown the confidence that they need him to display off that broken jaw at the start of the season. So as a young man getting a broken jaw, I think that would knock your confidence around. I never had one, a broken jaw, but I reckon you'd be a bit gun-shy to start with. Have you ever had a broken jaw? I know you've broke plenty of other
no,
people's jaws.
I have not, Laurie. But, that is violence.
But,
I do not condone violence.
But have you ever had one yourself?
I did. I broke
did
my jaw,
you?
Yeah. And
punched himself off.
I'll tell you, hey, you know what?
Uppercut.
You know what? Bugger Weight Watchers and all that. Yeah. They took a tooth out. Have a look at this video. I know this isn't television, but... Yeah. See that?
Oh, yeah.
And I had to put a straw through there. What a way to lose weight.
Oh. But can I ask, with an injury like that, do you lose your confidence, or once it's healed, you just got straight back into it?
No, not really. You lose your... Well, you're a bit weary. Doesn't matter who you are. If you're going to... Yeah, you're thinking you're going back out there and you're worried about getting whacked. But generally, they're stronger than...
That's what they tell you, don't they? I reckon just in the back of your mind, it'd be one of those injuries where you're, geez, I hope I don't cop one there.
Yeah.
Block, quick one for you. We spoke today about the number 14 position for the Blues.
Yes.
And I think, well, Loz, correct me if I'm wrong, I think you were as serious as I am in, would you consider asking Jack Whiten
to come out of retirement and
play the second Origin?
Loz says he'd make the call.
Well, would you call him or would you go down and see him? Loz, if it was
either Luttrell to call him.
Either or.
I'd rather
get Luttrell to give him a call.
I'll do it face-to-face.
Then take Luttrell with you.
Yeah, but hey, Luttrell's not certain to play yet.
Luttrell's playing, mate.
Luttrell is playing. I hope so.
He is playing.
But I'd make the call and no one else needs to know. Hmm. And if Jack said, no, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Well, I feel no one's... Any the wiser, but if he does, you just announce it on the day and say Jack's changed his mind and we want him.
Be a big plus for him, wouldn't it? I felt sorry for Nicho Hines, really.
Yeah, so me too.
But he played out of position. Tommy got injured and he had to go. They had to play him out in the centres.
Yeah.
But that's generally what a 14's there for, isn't it? That he can play in
multiple positions. So therefore, it was the wrong selection.
But who? But hang on. Who are we going to put there? That's the big thing.
Matt Burton
or Jack Whiten
as 14. That's not a bad... Yeah, you could put him at lock at a pinch, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
Put him at lock, you put him 5'8", put him in the centres.
Mm. I think Pup made a good point the other day too with Burton. Just with that kicking game.
Mm. There's something different.
Like, Nathan's not always under pressure to kick
all the time, yeah.
I know he loves kicking.
But it depends where you play. If you play him in the centres, how are you going to get to him to kick? Well, go to the middle and kick.
You're not probably playing him in the centres. Yeah. You know, you're either playing him in the 14 or you're... Be playing him at six.
Playing at six,
possibly.
What did you? You're an old 5'8" and a great one. What did you make of Luai?
I thought he was good, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't think he was too bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. No, I thought.
So you just leave him. Leave him the same. I just think there's too much onus on the halves.
Hmm.
You got to win the right, mate.
And Block, we're not going to beat him up there with 16 players. We're going to need every single bit of all 17.
Yeah.
So what if we're in the same situation? With the same number 14, he's not going to get any time on the field.
Mm.
I think our 14 needs. You need to know he is definitely getting on the field and playing a part in helping us win.
And you would
not sit there as a just in case.
And you would think that if it was between Nicho Hines and Burton, the coverage of the more positions for Burton would be. He'd be better suited to that position, wouldn't you?
Yeah. But I think they...
It's all good in hindsight, everyone. If New South Wales win, we're talking... Selecting a team is the hardest thing in the world, mate.
Selecting the right team, I think they thought that
Nicho would play dummy half, but Appy was going okay, so they didn't need to...
I had no worries that he could play 80 minutes. He can roll the sleeves up and go for long periods of time. Yeah.
Just on young De Silva tonight for the Tigers, one of our listeners, Scott, says he's a very handy 9. We'll only get a run if Coruscant doesn't start in the 17. Well, you can't imagine Coruscant will play the whole game tonight.
No.
So therefore, he could end up in the 17 and play a bit part off the bench, probably subbing in for Corrigan.
He'll back up.
Well, Block, this is the thing too with the Tigers, all right? So at the start of the season, people were excited. Then they were critical because the Tigers weren't winning games.
I'm excited.
But it was always the plan, that Sheensy was going to wear the bruises for the next couple of years, but build them and get them in the right space long term.
Yep.
And I think hopefully people now can start to understand the path they're on.
What he's doing.
Start to see these young boys getting integrated into the first grade team and getting some experience. And in 2 or 3 years' time, they'll build a team within.
But it's still a long wait for the Tigers fans.
And I understand that.
You've got to play 60 games before you know what you're doing.
That's the way it was sold to them. And I think everyone was happy with that.
Yeah.
But then they started losing games at the start and everyone gets a bit anxious.
Yeah, you can't change your mindset of what you've already decided to do. You're going to have some tough times. And I think Tim Sheens is a perfect bloke for that because it's just water off a duck's back. Mm. He knows exactly what he's doing. Like he said to me, I ran into him up in Bathurst. He said to me, mate, this is the best young group of players that I've ever seen from any team that I've been involved with. So be patient. It's going to happen. One day, hope I'm still around.
Can you solve the problems at the Dragons for them, Block?
No, geez. They took Jason Riles on a nice little dance down the aisle, and all of a sudden he flipped. So, mate, they would have put all their energies behind Jason Riles. If that's the case, and he hasn't done it, and he was an ex St George Illawarra player, a St George player, at St George Illawarra, maybe they have to go down the Dean Young sort of pathway now. What do you do?
Well, that's the first thing they've got to identify. Do they still want to go the young, bright coach?
Yeah.
Or do they want to go the experienced old
hardhead? But who's the experienced old hardhead?
Well, you're looking at Flanagan, Madge. Dez. So it's either that coach or you're going the Dean Young, Ben Hornby.
Well,
Hornby,
a disclaimer here for me, Josh Dean Young, is that I've actually worked with Dean before.
Yeah.
And I think he's a bloody good coach.
You reckon he's ready to take on the full
I think he
brunt?
Could be, yeah. I think he would be. But I've worked with him. I haven't worked with a lot of other coaches. So I've had Dean in the Indigenous All-Stars camps.
I
know how he operates. So I know that he's got a good rapport with players. He hits people between the eyes. He's a fair dinkum coach where there's no BS.
Yeah,
this is what we're going to do. I also am always impressed with Josh Hennoe. Every time we've had him on this program, and he's done an apprenticeship too, I think.
With the Origin at the moment too, isn't he?
With the Queensland Origin too.
Mate, I want someone to tell me what Flanagan's done. He's a premiership winning coach.
Yeah, well then if you want to go down that track, you can.
Well, he got himself in a bit of trouble. Mate, he served his time. He's back in the game now. I don't understand. It's mate,
exactly
he's a straight, mate, I'll tell you what,
Block.
You talk about straight shooters. Mm. I mean, he won't mess about when he's...
Well, you got Dez there too.
Dez, the same thing.
Yeah. Madge, I'd be prepared to give Madge another go. All three of those guys wouldn't worry me if they were coaching my team.
Madge won a premiership as well.
That's what I'm saying. Oh,
yeah. Well, you can't go wrong with a premiership winning coach. But you can't go wrong. Well it's always a risk whichever way you go.
Well, it's going to be now with
a bloke like those young guys, Block. I mean, it might be the way that the game's heading. Players relate more to the younger coach than the older coach.
Maybe, but it's going to be a long term.
Not this again. Mate, players pick the coach.
It's going to be a long term fix for the Saints, right? So what they've got to do, credentially wise, is get the person who knows how to organise a team that's going to be good in 4 years.
Yeah.
Keep the players out of it. Work out who's going to help you win. Doesn't
matter.
Five-year
plan,
whatever their style is. Like, winning is...
But, Clarkie,
result-driven world.
But
it's about winning.
But you know what the problem is? We all know how to fix it. But you go to buy the players that you want. If you're any good, you're tied up with your club anyway in a long-term contract.
Yeah.
So
you've got to get the best out of what you got.
That's right. How do you go to the marketplace and buy... you obviously know what you want to buy, but you can't get it.
And we all sit back here and we'll all have our strong opinions on it and we all know what we think is right.
Mm.
But you talk to a lot of people inside the industry in sport now. about players and how they needed to be treated, it's totally different to how it was
100%.
30 years ago, 20 years ago, 100%. 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago. That's so you've always got to be on top of how are we handling this group.
But in saying that, Loz, look at someone like a Wayne Bennett or a Craig Bellamy. They can move with the times. They've still got old school values. They, you know, we heard who was on the show not long ago, and they made it clear their coaching, Wayne Bennett's coaching technique. There's still a lot of similarities now with what he's doing versus what he was doing 10 years ago. So
he's a man manager, mate.
But there's not too many of them. That's the problem.
You grow and learn as a player. You have to do the same as a coach. If you think you can't get better, your time is up.
That's the thing. There's few and far of those guys.
Probably the marquee match of the weekend is Saturday night on Foxley between the Sharks and the Bronx. The Sharks $1.52. Brisbane $2.55 with tab, plus 5.5 at the line. Well, I couldn't imagine Selwyn Cobbo will be there. He got a hip pointer injury in Origin on Wednesday night.
Isn't he impressive, Cobbo?
Oh, he's so young and raw still, Loz, isn't
he?
Raw.
Geez, he can run.
Oh, mate, he's just, you know, when he hits his peak, it won't be until another 3 or 4 years.
What about the try he scored when he kept his feet in? Remember when they were coming across, scramble across to make a tackle? And he just,
but he's just learning what a professional player looks like and what the actions are.
Competitor.
And he will only get better. And in, as I said, in 3 or 4 years' time, you watch how he turns out to be if he stays injury free.
Big game this, isn't it? Brisbane are going to be heavily challenged through this period. We've been, you know, wondering whether they are a grand final slash premiership winning team this year, Loz. And these are the sort of games, this little period is going to test them so much. We'll see whether Carrigan backs up, Payne Haas, Tom Flegler.
Yeah, they've got 6 players backing up, haven't they, the Broncos. Yeah. Too big of ass against the Sharks.
Yeah, I think the Sharks will win.
At home.
It's interesting, isn't it, as a coach, because you've got, you don't worry about Origin. If you're an NRL coach, you don't really care.
No.
You're worrying about
you want your team. Players to come back.
Yeah, but it's getting that balance, isn't it, right?
Yeah.
Between not burning them out and winning games of football and being able to rest players.
Although I thought last week against the Warriors, I thought the Warriors would carve the Brisbane Broncos up, the young baby Broncos. Geez, they played well in that game, didn't they? But I got my doubts. This is a different proposition when you play the Sharks at home. The Royal, Sharks for mine.
Royal Sharks. Sharks. Were you Sharks for that one?
Yep.
Block. That's it. Again.
What? What? I mean.
I mean, we can go
stealing
for another
money,
hour
Blocker.
If you want.
You're stealing money.
Thanks, Loz. It's the first time in my life I've been able to do that. Thank you. Goodbye. Have a good weekend.
Okay. Steve Hewlett on Queensland Oaks Eve is joining us ahead of his show on the Radio Tab Network this morning. G'day, Steve. How are you?
I'm really well because the scene is set. The weather is absolutely beautiful. So if people are planning to head to Eagle Farm, they'd be delighted with the way the weather looks at the moment. Look, coming up on the show, we know that Fireburn is out. We'll talk about the circumstances around that with Gary Portelli. A Swever has shortened right up for the Oaks. We'll talk to Kieran Maher, who's got obviously a lot of firepower, particularly those three-year-old fillies in the Stradbroke next week as well. So Kieran Maher will be with me. And also a great story regarding the Oaks with a $10,000 horse bought online that had no form. And it's now running in a Group 1 for a former harness participant in Trevor Lamborn. So Trevor's going to tell us that story as well. But we've got lots of other guests as well. But it's going to be a pretty big show this morning.
And I think Chris Waller, it could be his 150th Group 1 if he wins with Super Chilled tomorrow in the Oaks as well. It's Sean Wide, but potentially another milestone for Chris, but that's a great story you reference as well with that other horse.
Yeah, wasn't there a good one of Chris's won the Queensland Oaks a couple of years ago? I just can't think of a name. It started with W, won a heap of races.
not the great one.
The great one, yes. Yeah. The winning streak started at the Sunny Coast.
Sunny Coast Guineas, wasn't it?
It was. Which is now called the Wings Guineas and then the Queensland Oaks and the rest is history.
Wasn't it history?
It's a great grounding for horses here in Queensland.
It is, certainly. We always talk, especially when we get to spring, what is it? The residual fitness out of the winter carnival
there
in Brisbane.
We hear that a lot.
Good on you, Steve. Thanks so much.
Pleasure.
And that's coming up just after 9 o'clock on Radio Tab. And the great Luke Marlow joining us this morning. How are you, Luke?
Queenslander. Morning, boys.
How are you? Oh, you were just sickening here.
You know what?
What'd you make of the game, Marlow?
I really enjoyed it, Loz. I'm so invested. I'm so invested in Origin. It's funny, the better half took a sneaky video of me during the early stages of the game, and I think it was 5 minutes in, and it's hard to watch back. I look like a zombie, just totally engrossed in it. I enjoyed it. I thought a few were potting the lack of atmosphere. I don't know what they're talking about. It was outstanding. I mean, there's nothing like it that gets us involved in a sporting event if you're a rugby league fan. I thought it was fantastic, boys. What did you think?
Upset with the result.
Naturally.
But it was a tough game. Queensland just do what Queensland do. They hung in there, and New South Wales gave them opportunities towards the end of the game, and they capitalised. That was the most frustrating thing as a New South Wales supporter for mine was, yeah, we got our way back into the game, and then we got in front, and then Queensland, you know, had players out of position. They were down to 12 men, and were able to score two tries on us. So that hurt a lot.
Well, that's been the general consensus, Loz. Frustration. A lot of people disappointed, just not being able to close it out. How do they turn it around and close it out? Because, I mean, going to Suncorp to save a series is it's a big ask, as it's been well spoken about, isn't it?
It is, Lukey. But I don't know. I just get a sense with all the criticism that they've copped. And in particular, some of the better players, senior players of this New South Wales side, if they get another opportunity, I think they can win. I really do. I think they can go up there and cause a massive upset.
Now, you love your golf, don't you, Lukey? We used to call it the dog track there at the Bondi Golf Club yesterday.
I was there. Yeah, I was there.
Well, if golf's your game, get into Drummond Golf for Australia's biggest mid-year golf sale. You'll find great savings on golf equipment and clothing. Get tailor-made rocket balls, a soft 12-pack for just $17.95, or Wilson Deep Red Max Clubs, a 12-piece package, save $300, now $799. And Nike Air Zoom Victory Tour golf shoes. You can save $81.95 there, now just $168. So don't miss Australia's biggest mid-year golf sale on now at Drummond Golf, but only while stocks last. Where do you usually play? You're a coast boy, aren't you?
I do play there a little bit, Middo. I'm a member at Randwick, which is right next door. So, yeah, play a few of those courses a bit. Best game in the world, boys. I love it. I put a photo up on the gram, and I had a few people asking me, did you make a hole in one to be posting a golf photo? But I actually made a six, boys. But you know what? I was picking the ball up out of the hole, and it was a good photo, nice and picturesque there, Middo, at Bondi, but no one knows.
And if you ever get a hole in one, you've got to have a witness, don't you?
You do. Can you imagine making one on your own?
Oh, well.
How awful would that be?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't claim it.
You can't. No, you can't.
You can't? Do you reckon, Loz?
No.
No.
Jesus,
you need a witness.
Yeah. No, fancy walking into the pub, the bar after you finished 18, you've got a hole in one, boys.
That'd be a horrible feeling.
Who's going to believe you?
That's what I mean. I mean, it'd be like backing a winner on your own. You're sort of cheering, looking for someone to high five, and you just look around. Oh, no one's here.
I back winners all the time, Lukey.
You don't lie about it, do you, Loz?
Yeah, if I'm struggling, I do.
What about, Middo, when someone gives Loz a tip and he doesn't back it, and then he'll come back and say, oh, mate, thank you so much for that tip. That was great.
Yeah, he claims.
And he's not on.
Oh, no.
You're too nice, Loz. You can't bear to tell the provider of the tip that you didn't follow it.
Exactly right.
Good on you, boys.
By the way, have you got a tip before we go? Because one of our listeners is pointing to Alcyone, who Miss Alicia Collett's riding tomorrow in race 8.
You know what? It can win. I mean, I don't mean to sound surprised that she can actually ride a winner, but, gee, I think it maps perfectly in that race, boys. There's a lack of speed. He went to Brisbane last start, and he was cast 3 and 4 deep. Barrier 3 tomorrow, I think he can just pop out, park in behind them. If he's ever going to win another race, I think it can be on the weekend. He's sort of one of those horses, Middo. Yeah. He's up where it hurts now. He's at his level.
Yeah.
But I do think he can win that race. If there's a danger, it's definitely the favourite, Tony B. I think he's going quite well, but we'll discuss Rose Hill in depth on the punters panel. Chris Roots, Jet Hatton, Blake Johnston makes his return to the panel after a little break. Looking forward to a big show, boys.
I'm going to stand out in race one tomorrow, Luke.
What do you got, Loza?
Oh, I did my form, you know.
There's a bit of mail for that Tata La Vida in the first, mate.
Yeah, that's the one I was tipping, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of mail about it. Some very good judges tipping it, reportedly.
Yeah, Marlo. I rang Marlo yesterday.
Oh, right, okay. Gotcha. Oh, so you two just had an in-joke
And well, he didn't reply to me.
Well, he didn't say anything.
Night,
he didn't say anything. I was waiting for him to give our listeners
well,
a bit of
go,
a...
we'll go, and you guys can keep
no,
going.
No, it was a segue fine. Into Luke going, listen, this thing tomorrow is going to win. But anyway.
Well, it was just nice to hear from you, Loz. I'm glad we're okay after Wednesday. I fired a few texts out. I got crickets. But I'm glad we're okay, mate. I'm glad we're okay.
Good on you, mate.
See on you, Lukey.